traffic and gridlock and getting parked at Malinhead is a continuous problem, especially during summer months and busy like Easter and things like that there. We have probably, 14 or 15 car parking spaces, you know, at a place that attracts 250,000 people every year. It's just not good enough. We've been on the case of the council and Fáil Sheridan for years. We've had plan after plan. And we know there's work getting done, but it's getting done at a very slow and snail pace. This weekend, actually yesterday was the first time I seen a coach coming to Malinhead for the last probably 18, 19 months. There was actually three coaches came to Malinhead yesterday. We need them to come.
And you know, I think we spoke previously too, Ali, about the fact that, you know, we don't just want people to go up, say I was at Malinhead, and leave. You know, you want them to stay, explore a little bit, spend a few quid, as you mentioned there. But they are discouraged from doing so if the facilities aren't there. But let me ask you this as it relates to parking. Is parking the solution here? Because, of course, then you need the cooperation of local landowners, and then you can have a conversation about whether or not we should be tarmacking, you know, such a beautiful area. Or should we be looking at park and ride, you know, like similar to, you know, what we see in Glenveagh? I don't know. Like, what options should be on the table? And what's realistic?
Well, obviously, people will not think I'm the expert, but my opinion is that it doesn't need to be a park and ride. It needs to be as close to Malinhead as possible, because most people who come to Malinhead are coming in their own car. They're coming with their children in the child seats. They're not going to be willing to get out in Malin or even Malinhead Community Centre and wait for a bus